Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for October the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple, the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, the incredible checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founders, absolutely one of the keys to the exercise, to say the least. And most importantly, a good, honest American people standing for what is right. Welcome to the broadcast. Wow, do we got a barn burner show for you today. A quick recap brought to you by, in part, thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That is thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Also brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. By the way, join GiveMeLibertyFund.com and ask him about Give Me Liberty Fund member discounts as well when you get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or smile and dial 801-669-2211. The recap starts now. We talked about the supposed hot mic catches Donald Trump's explicit locker room banter in 2005. First off, I agree that many men talk this way. I think it's wrong and evil and needs to stop. It's not just bath or locker room banter, though. It is a predatory towards women. It's wrong, and it needs to stop. However, the idea that just Donald engages in it and Hillary is squeaky clean is a lie. The mainstream media, believe it or not, has had that video for years. Instead of bringing it forward when Donald Trump announced his candidacy, or even when he became the Republican nominee, they held it until 30 days before the election. And now there's even people saying that one of Paul Ryan's aides, one of the Never Trump folks, are the ones that released it. Don't know the truth. All I know is this. They're using this to have the mainstream press go after Donald like no other. But it's amazing. Donald says some bad things about women. Bill Clinton literally rapes them. And the discussions are all on the Donald. It's beyond the pale. It's amazing. We'll break that down as the broadcast unfolds. We also talked about House Speaker Paul Ryan and GOP Chairman Rentz Priebus. They both knew that this Billy Bush audio was out there. This isn't a surprise like they want you to believe. They're all letting the timing happen. Now Republicans are abandoning Donald Trump, the Never Trump Republicans. You wonder who's worse for Donald. The liberal, belligerent mainstream press? The hostile press? Or the inside Never Trump Republicans? Who's worse for the Donald? We'll talk about that. Quote, I, Sam Bushman, hereby officially endorse Darrell Castle for president and Scott Bradley for vice president of the United States of America. Why did I do that? Because I believe they're good, honest, wise men. But the sad part is, again, because he who owns the media makes the rules, you got a binary discussion between Hillary and Donald. And even with all of Donald's difficulties, you know what? Donald's a thousand times better than Hillary. And Bill. Bill Clinton literally raped women. And we can't even talk about it. Hillary ignores it, doesn't even deny it. Bill Clinton sits there in the audience, stone-faced, and doesn't deny it. Literal rapes of multiple women. And the mainstream press wants to talk about locker room banter. The double standard is absolutely incredible. Your conduct, sir, attacks Mike Lee, is a distraction. Wow. Mike Lee even calls on Donald Trump to step down, but not a negative word about Hillary. While I finish this recap, I want all of you and Kirk Crosby, go find out what are the Republicans saying about Bill Clinton's rapes and Hillary Clinton's behavior. We get a WikiLeaks dump of emails, all kinds of crises in those emails, but every bit of it's ignored, and the Donald said bad things about women. It is amazing. Each of us must decide what a bridge too far is. Glenn Beck responds to the latest Trump controversy. Glenn Beck says, you know what? I might even vote for Hillary. Well, now it turns out Glenn Beck might have some intelligence. He's thinking of supporting Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley. I guess Glenn Beck's listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Good for Glenn. Trump apologizes for lewd comments about women, and he says, I, quote, pledge to be a better man. Wow, we seem to accept that when it was Bill Clinton's turn to rape and abuse and lie and perjure himself and get impeached. We said, hey, he can even stay in office. But Donald says some bad things. He shouldn't have said them. I agree. Donald Trump vows zero chance he'll step down as the GOP nominee. The new poll out, GOP voters overwhelmingly say they want the Republican Party to stand by Donald Trump. So the leaders are abandoning him, but they're not paying attention to the constituency, that's for sure. Republicans, like it or not, are probably stuck with Trump, say legal experts, at this stage of the game. A number of top Republican officials yanked their endorsement of the Donald, including Governor Gary Herbert. Again, I ask Mike Lee and Governor Herbert and Jason Chapin and all these people, where are you going to go? Legally, and you don't have time to make any changes at this point. I don't care if you like Trump or not. Where's your outrage against Hillary? Against all these literal allegations of rape that we're not even willing to discuss. And you're going to talk about Donald saying bad stuff? I'm not in any way dismissing what Donald said. But I'm saying you're talking about the gravity of the situation. One, a guy said some bad stuff. Another guy on the other side of the aisle literally raped women according to their accounts. Where's their day in court? Where's their justice? Where's accountability on that side of the aisle? They're not even denying it anymore. An hour before the debate, Donald Trump held a press conference with Bill Clinton's rape accusers trying to highlight things for these women. Hillary Clinton has become known as the great rape enabler. Juanita Broderick says, Bill Clinton raped me. Clinton's actions speak much louder than Trump's words. I don't think there's any comparison, says Juanita. Paula Jones, Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, these women are terrified if Hillary becomes president. They're saying, you know what? The Donald said bad stuff. We don't like that. Donald, shame on you. But you know what? We're fearful. If Hillary and Bill become next White House recipients, why do I say recipients? It's almost like they're winning, huh? They'll win the lottery again and be president again? These women are absolutely fearful that the repercussions of Donald and crew lose. Jennifer Flowers is saying, hey, Bill Clinton confided in her that Hillary Clinton is a bisexual. Is that true? So what's a greater revelation, that Donald said bad stuff in a locker room 11 years ago, or that Hillary's bisexual and her husband's a rapist? And look where the mainstream press is focusing. They're like, Donald's on the ropes, Donald's going down, Donald said bad stuff. Hillary literally backs open trade and open borders in a speech to globalist bankers, according to the WikiLeaks. Clinton said that it's important to literally have a public and a private position on certain issues. All that's completely ignored and buried, every bit of it. Lou Dobbs says WikiLeaks literally proved that Hillary Clinton is lying about everything she says. But again, they're saying Donald's the liar. Hillary's ultimate weapon, ladies and gentlemen, the biased and abusive news media, they've abandoned all pretext of even pretending they're fair now. Deseret News editorial writes, in our opinion, Donald Trump should resign his candidacy. This news organization hasn't even talked about who they would endorse for president for literally years. But now they literally reject Donald and say he should resign. They should be writing stories about Bill Clinton's rapes and Hillary's WikiLeaks of a two-faced lying thug. But Constitution Party presidential candidate Darrell Castle is a promising alternative. But guess who wrote the article? Darrell Castle himself. The mainstream press is absolutely negligent, to say the least. Turns out the Libertarian Party vice presidential candidate, we've told you he's a globalist forever, now he's in the Hillary tank. LibertyNewsDaily.com. The media has incessantly mocked traditional Christian morality, and they've literally called for a porn, a slut, a rape culture. Now, in light of the Trump tape, they feign prudishness. Best example of this is Miley Cyrus, quite possibly the most vulgar, vile celebrity in the world. She goes on stage and simulates sex acts with male anatomy props, and the mainstream press celebrates that. And then we run around and go, Donald said bad stuff on a private tape. Wow, that's only hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two, we talked about a child rape victim blows up on Hillary minutes before the debate. Bill Clinton remains stone-faced as Donald Trump brings up rape accusations during the debate. Wow. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you, Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Bottom line, the media attacks Donald Trump. The Republicans all too willing to jump aboard. Trump certainly facing a tough spot, to say the least. Now, I'm not in any way defending what Trump said. However, I'm saying, you know what? It's a flash in the pan. You've got literally a mainstream press, whether you're talking about the movie theaters, whether you're talking about TV, whether you're talking about newspapers, so full of salacious content. They've created a rape culture. They've created a slut culture. They've created, I mean, it's beyond imagination. And now they run around and talk about Donald. The mainstream press has been so evil to women for literally decades on end. You've got big TV stars that have, you know, bedrooms right by their studios where they, you know, engage in my opinion, against God's laws, sexual activity, and then we run around and attack the Donald? Never mind Hillary and Bill's sexual exploits and more. There's even questions if Chelsea's even really Bill's daughter. There's questions about Bill Clinton having an illegitimate son with a prostitute. There's literal allegations of rape by women that are alive and want their day in court this very second. And the mainstream press says Donald said bad stuff in a private conversation on a bus. I'm not defending if Donald should have said that. He should not have. But I'm telling you right now, the double standard in the media is beyond imagination. If we as individuals and as a nation do not repent, it'll get worse and worse, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you that right now. Write it down. We need to reject the mainstream press. How dare they attack Donald and then pull a holier-than-thou while the double standard exists and while they've created this hostile-to-women culture in which we live. Who is worse for Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen? The hostile, dishonest media or the never-Trump insider Republicans? Huh? What do you think, Kurt? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir. Who's worse?
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. You know, I think it's easy to understand. The point is, at least, you know, I was just looking up, doing a Google search of Paul Ryan, for example, and I put Paul Ryan Clinton rape. There's really no nothing, mentions yeah. of Paul Ryan saying anything about it.
So why wouldn't they talk about those rapes? Why wouldn't they talk about the double standard? Why wouldn't they talk about all these WikiLeaks and all this reality check on Clinton? Clinton's getting a pass with every bit of this.
That's right. I believe a lot of it has to do with that they probably have something on these guys. The Clintons have, you know, some kind of thing on them and basically, you know, hold that over them. And, you know, some people are saying, well, you know, it's going to be really rough for Trump because Paul Ryan won't be with him. And I'm kind of thinking, man, that's ace or feather in his cap.
Yes, it is when it comes to reality, because it just makes it easier for Trump to stand for what he believes in and not be compromised by these guys to some degree. However, when you have the mainstream press piling on and writing every single story that I see, literally, I mean, the news is 90% about attacking Donald right now. And the Republicans are all too willing to jump aboard. Hey, the Republicans are jettisoning Donald Trump and this and that. It's hard for me to decide if the hostile, dishonest press or Trump insider Republicans are worse for the Donald right now. I submit to you, though, that to work against Donald Trump at this point is only to work for abortion on demand, homosexuality, open borders, a Supreme Court that'll persecute Christians going forward, and the list goes on and on, Kurt. Now, Donald won the debate. They don't want to talk about that either. By the way, it's interesting. When you look at my 22, my Sam Bushman open letter 22 debate suggestions for Donald Trump, Kurt, that I wrote. Let's see. When did I write this? I wrote it on
last week sometime.
On the 1st is when I released it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so it was a good week where Donald could study it before the debates. It's amazing how many of the 22 he really took to heart, Kurt. And by the way, I was the only one that literally took Donald Trump's invitation seriously and wrote up and released publicly my debate suggestions. I don't know if anybody else did that, Kurt, but I was the only one. And Donald, it's amazing how close to what I proposed he did. He didn't do everything. But he did incredible. Many of the things that I suggested he did. And he won, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I find that fascinating. Now, U.S. Yeah. newspapers, Kurt, overwhelmingly favor Clinton. Not a single one back Trump, writes Russia Today. And this just shows. Point. New Wiki email leak. It reveals the extent of Clinton's ties with the United States media. Hillary Clinton, literally, it's been revealed. She's got a very cozy relationship with the media, which has been found to work closely with Clinton's campaign to present her in a, quote, favorable, transparent light. even to the point of planting stories, writes WikiLeaks. So now they're planting stories to benefit Hillary. They're just absolutely evil, Kurt. And the sad part about it is there's very few media people standing up for Donald right now. Very, very few indeed. And so when you have the media and then you have these, I don't know what the deal is with these Republicans, but they're now saying, well, we got to reject Donald and try to save the House and the Senate. Kurt, it's almost like the guys that say, well, let's give up our liberty for security. The founders wisely warned us we'll have neither if we do that. Same thing's true here. You defect and go against Trump and join the Never Trump bandwagon in an effort to save the House and the Senate. The Democrats are going to control it all, and we're going to lose every single thing we've got. It's amazing. But the extent of the ties of Clinton with the media is beyond imagination. There you have it, Kurt. Just thought I'd bring all that to your attention. It's amazing. The double standard is beyond. It's hard to discuss. It's so blatant.
Mm-hmm. It's a great point, Sam. It's,
where do we go from
very
here?
Interesting to watch. You mentioned Glenn Beck maybe coming, I guess you could say, waking up or whatever. Because he says he's going to support Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley from the Constitution Party. That's an interesting, I guess you could say, twist.
I think he's really going to do
it. Thing. I'd be surprised, although it certainly could happen. At least I see a tidbit. I guess it's from the Constitution Party. It says, Constitution Party, Castle Bradley 2016, following is a link to Glenn Beck saying he's voting for Darrell Castle. So,
and I appreciate that, but do you believe it's true, Kurt? I'm having a hard time with this because
he probably said it. Not that I would be surprised if he didn't backtrack or change.
Here's what I would recommend that Glenn Beck does. He just dispel all confusion and write a public endorsement, very clear, very public, very direct, as I have, Kurt. That's how I would recommend that Glenn Beck handles this.
Oh, that's a great idea. And, at least I see if we do this kind of thing a little bit more, where we disband kind of the standard big parties, the monopolies that we have, you'd get a lot more of the what kind of thing they have over in Europe, where you have all their different configurations where they kind of work together, the different ones, this party, that party, and each one of them have a few little parts of it. Or at least the best way would be just to eliminate the whole party system.
Boy, am I for that. But if Glenn Beck would literally write his endorsement of Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley for starters, then I'd have quite a bit of respect. All I know is I heard the interview that Glenn Beck did with Darrell Castle, and it was nothing, in my opinion, but an intentional attack job, and Darrell Castle was too wise to fall into Glenn Beck's traps. That's the last I've heard, so I pray it's true.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
A January 2015 Clinton campaign document leaked by the hacker Guccifer 2.0 to The Intercept described how the campaign would manage public perceptions of the candidate by planting selected stories with friendly journalists. "We have had a very good relationship with Maggie Haberman over the last year," recalls the memo. "We have had her tee up stories for us before and have never been disappointed. While we should have a larger conversation in the near future about a broader strategy for re-engaging the beat press that covers Mrs. Clinton, for this specific purpose, we think we can achieve our objective by going to Maggie." The specific project outlined in the memo was a series of articles depicting Clinton as a profound and introspective decision maker, as demonstrated by the process of deciding whether to run for the presidency. The Intercept observes that a few months later, after Haberman, who had been a contributor at Politico, was hired by the New York Times, she published two stories dealing with that subject, albeit in a fashion that might have been a touch less worshipful than the campaign had intended. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In response to a question posed by CNN personality Anderson Cooper, Donald Trump denied that his controversial statements in 2005 constituted a confession of sexual assault. "No, I didn't say that at all," declared Trump. "I don't think you understood what was said. This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people. Certainly I'm not proud of it, but this is locker room talk." Asked a follow-up question by Anderson Cooper, Donald Trump denied that he had ever kissed women without their consent or grope them without their consent. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I'm going to repeat my well-worn-out, to some degree, phrase, but it was worth repeating, ladies and gentlemen. He who owns the media makes the rules. The bottom line is, when you study the WikiLeaks emails about Clinton's speeches and everything else, Kurt, you realize the content of what Hillary has said and done behind closed doors is absolutely astonishing. And it literally, it could seriously jeopardize any hope she ever has of being president of the United States. It is that groundbreaking. She literally has public consumption sound bites and spew. And then she literally has behind the doors 180-degree statements, beliefs, proposals, suggestions to the insiders in her speeches, to the point where it's as dishonest as you get. No wonder the mainstream press won't talk about it and they want distraction. The bombshell revelations in Hillary's speeches are out of this world, Kurt. But yet, nobody's even talking about them. And this is kind of what I meant, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely what I meant when I said, hey, I hope Donald can win. And I think if it's up to the people and up to real voting and real elections and the truth, Donald can win easily, handily. But with the mainstream press, Kurt, with the evil media, and all the Republicans piling against Donald, I'm not so sure that he can recover from it, Kurt. I don't know how.
You know, it looks like to me, at least those real dyed-in-the-wool supporters for Trump, I'm pretty sure they're going to, you know, I guess you could say, get a little tougher and stronger. And it may be that what you get is you get even more involvement in this election. I don't really know. I wish I could say I really hope I know that the vote will be counted and we'll see. But in my opinion, one of the biggest factors that Trump and everybody else should focus on is the actual, vote fraud that exists in America.
Well, that's just another point that scares the heck out of me. You're right, there's election fraud everywhere. The question is, can we recover from it enough to give Donald a chance? The mainstream press in bed with the, you know, media, and I mean, in bed with the Hillary campaign, and it's hard to contemplate, Kurt. And I pray that the truth will prevail. But I have my doubts. Now, the only good part is we're still quite a ways away from the election, Kurt. And when that, I know it's only 30 days or 28 days or whatever it is, but all I'm telling you is in political campaigns, that's a lifetime. And, you know, Donald seems to be struggling a little bit right now, but you know what? Things can change on a dime with those bombshell revelations in Hillary's speeches and things. And hopefully we can ride this out and have a chance to have things pivot to benefit Donald. I don't know if it'll be able to happen or not, but all I'm telling you is when you look at the mainstream press, wow, have they got power. You think the government people have power, Kurt. The government people compared to the press don't have much power at all, and I'll tell you why. The press, if they were to turn on the government, or when I say government, I don't mean the legitimate government in America. I'm talking about turn on the criminal activity in government, turn on the duplicitous nature, like of Hillary's lies, what she's saying to the public, what she's saying behind closed doors, her two-positioned statements designed to deceive. If the media were to turn on that, Hillary wouldn't have a chance. She'd lose all of her power in seconds. So really, believe it or not, the media even has way more power than the government does, Kurt. Way more. And the proof is in the pudding. When they cover for her, wow, they got a cabal of gargantuan proportions with tremendous power. When they don't cover for her, though, hey, we peel back that onion and pretty soon we realize how rotten that sucker really is. So the mainstream press, Kurt, I mean, even me, or even Sam Bushman, myself, who studies about this and who gives speeches about the mainstream press and about how evil they are and how corrupt and controlling and gatekeeping and they make the rules, even I am astonished at how much power they really have. It is literally shocking. And every bit of their efforts, Kurt, has, in my opinion, been moving towards promoting Hillary to the White House. Every bit of it. I mean, we've even got lying about lying from the Associated Press, Kurt. I kid you not, the Associated Press is attempting to cover up blatant fact-check lies, Kurt. Remember how one of my debate things was, you know, Donald, you got to fact-check the fact-checkers? Now it turns out the AP's fact-checks turned out to be lies, Kurt. Okay, for example, Journalism 101. I taught this to Jason Horowitz over there at the New York Times a couple of weeks ago. But 101 is when you make a mistake in an article, you must take absolute pains to correct it. Change it. Note it in an editor's note or the equivalent. Just like a security guard standing watch. And, you know, keep up on it because journalists are literally writing the history of our nation, the daily record, so to speak, Kurt. Changes must be noted clearly and prominently and concisely. Otherwise, anyone at any time can go back in 1984, change the record. Well, literally not, ladies and gentlemen. They're covering up theft, covering up their backtracks, making it possible to tell any lie and let those lies repeat. Even if they have to correct, they correct so behind the scenes that the lies continue. That's why ethical journalism can and will admit mistakes and note them when they make corrections. The Daily Record, ladies and gentlemen, reality is that important. If that is what genuine ethical journalists do, then one can assume those who are not following this long-established reality is not a genuine ethical journalist. The Associated Press describes themselves, Kurt, as one of the largest and most trusted sources of independent news gathering. Okay? They say that it's neither privately owned nor government funded. Instead, it's a not-for-profit news cooperative provided by American newspaper and broadcast members. They say that way it can maintain its single-minded focus on news gathering and its commitment to the highest standard of objective, accurate journalism. However, ladies and gentlemen, it's abundantly clear that the Associated Press is not newsworthy, is not trustworthy, is not engaged in real news gathering. Their AP fact check, ladies and gentlemen, not only blatantly lied about the nature of military operations carried out by Syria or Syrian and Russian forces, and their collective battle against terrorist organizations, including the self-proclaimed Islamic State ISIS. But the AP contradicted its own reporting regarding to this, Kurt. When caught lying, the Associated Press, all they did was they backtracked and edited their prose without an editor's note or equivalent. It's like 1984. Literally, the AP changed the story, but didn't admit that they had to change it. The only way we know is because we have literal snapshots of what was said before and what was said now, but the rest is gone and there's no attribution or changes noted. Now, believe it or not, right-wing watch the thugs over there, Miranda Blue and crew. She did the exact same thing to me. She wrote a headline about me. It was a lie. I challenged her on it, and she literally changed the headline, didn't get back with me at all, and didn't admit that it was changed in any way. In other words, they're trying to sidestep responsibility, ladies and gentlemen, for intentionally misleading their readers. You wouldn't expect that from the Associated Press, supposedly one of the most trusted sources of independent news gathering. Right-wing watch shows they're 1984-esque as well by lying about me, changing their headline with no attribution of change. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Should we strip the Associated Press of their journalistic credentials? There's lies that the Associated Press, right-wing watch, and many others are perpetuating in an effort to justify U.S. military aggression around the world. Okay? These lies have allowed conflicts to rage on for years. These lies have now created an environment where everybody is afraid of their own shadow. Very few people have the guts to stand with Sam Bushman now because everybody says, well, Sam's a racist and we have to go to war. Mischaracterizing the conflict, whether it comes to war on the Associated Press or right-wing watch and others when it comes to Sam Bushman, specifically lying about the truth. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, it's starting to cost lives. Where do we go from here when he who owns the media makes the rules? Just thought I'd bring that to your attention. Lying about lying, the Associated Press. They lie, then they get caught, then they lie again, and then we think it's 1984, don't we? They just change it. No attribution, no admission of wrongdoing or correction. Wow. What, is this Animal Farm or something? Liberty Roundtable, live.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998 and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we used to have ethical and moral standards in America. They are quickly going by the wayside, and trust you and me, we will pay the price, Kurt.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. And, if I remember right, when I was looking through things yesterday, I saw this quote that I thought, pretty much fits this time. It was from a talk in 1976 by a man named Gordon B. Hinckley. The talk was called "An Honest Man, God's Noblest Work." And in there he said, what was once controlled by the moral and ethical standards of the people, we now seek to handle by public law. And so the statutes multiply. Enforcement agencies consume ever-increasing billions. Prison facilities are constantly expanded. But the torrent of dishonesty pours on and grows in volume. So this is from, that's the end of the quote, by the way. This is from 1976. Now, what I want to ask you, Sam, is that
increased? Oh, it's as relevant today as when it was written, if not more so.
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And think about that for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. What was once controlled by the moral and ethical standards of the people, we now seek to handle by public law. In other words, you can't really legislate morality, folks. I mean, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have laws that support moral viewpoints and family-oriented viewpoints. But I am saying that, you know what, you can't just have a moral deficit, create a vacuum, and expect government laws and edicts and thousands of commandments to fix it. Okay, we need the moral and ethical standards of the people to be there, and without it, we're in trouble. So the statutes multiply, the enforcement agents and agencies consume ever-increasing billions and billions and billions. Okay, but you know what? The dishonesty continues to grow. The immorality continues to grow. That brings me to two statements, which I find fascinating. One of them is from Mia Love. The other one's from Arizona Senator John McCain, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. So John McCain, he tells about, this is out of the USA Today, by the way, where they had a big long list of all these guys that say, hey, man, we're just not going to hang with Trump, these Republicans. And Mr. McCain, gave a long list of all his troubles with McCain. And then
with
he
Donald.
Says... Mr. McCain said
troubles
this about
with Donald Trump.
Troubles with trauma, Trump. And he says, I wanted to support the candidate or party nominated. He was not my choice. Goes on through. And then he says, Cindy and I, that is McCain's wife, will not vote for Donald Trump. I have never voted for a Democratic presidential candidate, and we will not vote for Hillary Clinton. Then he says, we will write in the name of some good conservative Republican who's qualified to be president.
Write in the name of a Republican when you've got third-party tickets like the Constitution Party, Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley. See, these people are disingenuous at best, Kurt.
That's exactly right.
It's all to them party. And, but yet we love the party. We're going to be true to the party. But yet the party chose somebody and we're not going to accept that choice. That's a dishonest duopoly problem in and of itself, Kurt.
Well, and it goes back to that whole thing of who's, you know, McCain himself has a whole lot of problems when it comes to honesty and hanging in there, if you ask me. Like I say, some people will say just the fact that McCain's not supporting Trump will boost Trump's
yeah, good point.
Chances. But
what's
anyway.
Interesting about John McCain is he's like, oh, I question Donald Trump's character. Okay, John, good luck with that, my friend. If we're going to talk about characters, I guess, you know, I don't know how to respond to that. Utah Rep Mia Love's in the news as well, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. I guess she wrote in a Facebook post, and this was also part of the USA Today, rather lengthy piece about all these so-called Republicans leaving their standard bearer. Anyway, she wrote, quote, for the good of the party and the country, he should step aside. I will not vote for Hillary Clinton, who has her own trouble with the truth, has a major integrity deficit, and seems to hold a disdain for hardworking Americans. With such uncertainty, the role of Congress as a check and balance to the executive branch is more important than ever. It's vital for Republicans to maintain leadership of the House and for me to continue to represent and raise Utah's voice in Washington, end quote. Representative Mia Love.
I don't even know how to respond to some of these. What are they going to do? Where are they going to go, Kurt? This is what's fascinating. None of them have any plan.
Yep.
Now, former Utah Governor John Huntsman spoke up, and he at least has a plan. I don't think it's a logical plan, but he has one, Kurt.
Well, that's right. He said this in a campaign cycle that has been nothing but a race to the bottom. At such a critical moment for our nation, and with so many who have tried to be respectful of a record primary vote, the time has come for Governor Pence to lead the ticket. That's what he said to the Salt Lake Tribune.
What do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, I say that those aren't the way those party rules work. Although, remember, I'm one of the least party guys you'll ever find, you know. But
yeah, but I just don't see how you can have it
guys,
both ways. We're going to support the party.
Saying.
It's about the party. Donald's got to go. Wait,
that's
the people
exactly
want Donald. The people elected Donald. The people put Donald as their their candidate. The people, you know, he has won the what's it called? When you get the nod?
Yeah, the nomination.
Yeah, he's won the nomination fair and square, like it or not. And now you can't just back away from him because you don't like what he says? Even radio talk show host Hugh Hewitt makes the same mistake, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. You know, Hugh Hewitt said, for the benefit of the country, the party, and his family, and for his own good, Donald Trump should withdraw. More and worse oppo coming. Now, I don't know if you want to translate that for folks, Sam, but he's basically saying there's going to be worse stuff brought out.
I think there is. Remember, I'm telling you, unless we repent, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. There'll be more stuff brought out on Donald, and there'll be more stuff drawn out on Hillary. Now, here's the deal. If Donald starts to lose, then they won't, you know, beat up Donald more. But if Donald starts to win, they'll take off the gloves and try to change the game again. That's how these thugs work. I'll give you an example. You know, this release about Donald, then Donald releases on Hillary. And now they're all focused on how Donald just went crazy on Hillary. See how that is? That's what I'm saying.
Great point.
Now, Hugh Hewitt, for the benefit of the country, the party, and his family, and for his own good, Donald Trump should step aside, should withdraw. And I think about that and I think, okay, what are you going to do? Have Pence at the top of the ticket and then who's going to be there with Pence, Kurt?
Well, it's a great point.
See, I don't understand how they're legally going to make all this happen and how all this is even going to go down, Kurt. Nobody lays out any good ideas. And none of these people, Hugh Hewitt, former Utah Governor John Huntsman, Governor Gary Herbert of Utah, Utah Rep Mia Love, Arizona Senator John McCain, Mike Lee. None of these people are talking about the problems with Hillary. None of them.
It's a great point.
They're melting down in their own party, Kurt, while Hillary sails to the White House.
It's the biggest point that should be made. Yeah, good point.
The little people have had enough, Kurt. You and I and the small guys that don't seem to have a say in anything have had enough of this, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And Mr. Nigel Farage, do you remember who the guy is, Sam?
Yeah, he's over the pond guy, right? That's the guy that was the Brexit dude?
That's right. Yeah. Mr. Big Brexit. And, you know, that's the headline of his piece. He says the little people have had enough, not just here, but in America, too, you know, and that's what he sees. He's basically been, and this was after the whole Trump, you know, the whole release and all that kind of stuff. And he says, hey, I've seen what's going on, but the, you know, the people are still with, you know, the majority of the folks are still with the whole Trump thing because they see it taking out the political class.
Yeah, we just simply say Donald's far from perfect, but he's been the only one to gain ground to get rid of the insiders that we've seen so far. Therefore, it's our only hope.
That's right. That's what they see.
Because the mainstream press control him, because of the duplicity of the liars in government in bed with media. And so Donald's far from perfect, and Donald even says he's not a perfect guy.
That's right, Mr. Nigel Farage says, like him or loathe him, Trump is not a part of the political elite, and he most certainly is not constrained by by political correctness. When I spoke at one of his rallies in Jackson, Mississippi, I saw a fanatical gathering of his fans who want to give the establishment a good hiding. We want our country back. Works as a slogan here, too. Anyway, that's what he says.
And then he finishes by talking about the thug bankers and how evil they are.
Good point.
And then you find out Hillary's in bed with all those same bankers, ladies and gentlemen. It's part of the WikiLeaks that no one seems to be willing to talk about. Why are all the Republicans attacking Donald when they ought to be talking about Hillary's snafus and duplicitous behavior documented by literally email? It's amazing that all the email leaks are what are giving us the pay dirt on Hillary. And Hillary wanted to cover up the emails, and Donald said she'd be in jail if he were elected. Now, what's fascinating about that is now they're saying, well, man, that would just chill the nation if Donald was elected and Hillary was in jail. What about freedom, they're saying? Wow, this nation shall endure.